Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are going to take a look at what the Bible says about healing. In recent years, it has become quite common to hear Christians say that they are not sure if it is God's will to heal them, or they are not sure if it is God's will to heal everyone. Some believe that God will heal certain individuals and purposefully not heal others, and therefore God's will cannot be known with regard to the healing of any particular individual with certainty. Such statements are clearly unscriptural and demonstrate an ignorance of God's Word. In order to have faith for any promise from the Word of God, a person must be very certain of the will of God in that particular matter. If you are going to believe God for healing, you will have to know whether or not it is God's will to heal you. Otherwise, you will not be able to stand in faith, exercise a confident assurance of things not seen, and be able to take hold of it by faith. You must know if it is God's will to heal you. Studying the Bible from the Old Testament and throughout the New Testament, one can readily observe that God is a healer. In Exodus 15:26, God made this statement about himself: "I am the Lord that heals you." Or in the Hebrew it says, "I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord your healer." God made provision in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, for people to receive physical healing. If that were not so, we would not find King David's words in Psalm 103 that read, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, and who heals all your diseases." The fact that God was a willing healer of the physical body was well known to King David. There was provision in the Old Covenant for people to receive physical healing. How much more in this new and better covenant that's spoken of in the New Testament, should we have the promise of healing of the physical body? In the New Testament, we can observe Jesus throughout the Gospels continuously healing the sick. And remember, it is said of Jesus that he only did what he saw the Father doing. He was continuously doing the will of the Father. And if he went around healing all those who were sick and afflicted, this must have been the will of the Heavenly Father. In Luke chapter 5, we find the will of God with regard to healing made very plain through the words of Jesus. Starting at verse 12 in Luke 5, it says, "And it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.' Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' And immediately the leprosy left him. And he charged him to tell no one, but go and show yourself to the priests and make an offering for your cleansing as a testimony to them, just as Moses commanded. Then the report went around concerning him all the more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." Now that leper is like a lot of Christians today. When he approached Jesus, he desperately wanted to be healed. He was tired of living this living death that leprosy really was in that era, because there was no means of healing through the physicians. They had no medicine that would cure leprosy. It was a living death because it slowly ate away at their body until they had to hide themselves because their disfigurement would be so horrible a sight for other people, as well as having to withdraw from people because they were unclean and leprosy was contagious. But here the leper didn't know if it was God's will to heal him, but he believed that Jesus had the power to heal. Many Christians are like that today. They believe God can heal, but they are not sure if it's his will to heal. But Jesus made his will very clear here. When he answered the leper, he reached out his hand and he touched that leper and said, "I am willing, be cleansed." He is willing. God is willing to be your healer. Not only is he able to be your healer, he is willing. But you must know in your heart of hearts that God is a willing healer in order to receive healing. If you wonder or doubt or question or don't believe that it is his will to heal, you will not be able to take hold of the promise of healing. If a person wanted to be saved but was not convinced that it was God's will to save everyone, but instead he believed some false theology that went around during the Reformation times that only a select number of people were designated or already chosen to be saved, and most of the others were not, then a person could not have faith for salvation if they didn't believe it was God's will to save them. You have to believe, first of all, that Jesus died on the cross for your sins, that you might be cleansed, took your place as your substitute, and then he rose from the dead to break the power of sin over your life. You have to believe that that applies to you and is available to you in order to receive the gift of salvation, which is a free gift offered by God. It is the same with this gift, this blessing, this promise of physical healing. You have to believe that God is willing to heal you, desires to heal you, it's his heart to heal you, for you to be able to take hold of, by faith, the gift of healing that is available today to every person who would call upon the Lord. In Luke 6, we find another example of the willingness of the Lord to heal all, not just some, but all. Luke 6:17 through 19 reads, "And he came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. And he healed them all. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all." God is a willing healer. God wants to heal you. God wants you to believe it is his will to heal you. The word of God tells us in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday when he walked on the earth and healed them all. Today, it's still available because he's still the same and forever. Jesus was a healer. God is still a healer. Healing is available to you. Accept by faith that God's healing power is available and present for you right now. Reach out by faith and say, "According to your word, Lord, I believe that I receive my healing for my physical body. Because you bore my sicknesses and my diseases on your body on that tree, and I accept that by the stripes of Jesus I was healed. Thank you for healing me today. I receive my healing, and I will walk by faith and not by sight, and I will give you all the glory." Take heart today that God's a willing healer, and healing is for you. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita again, and I wanted to share with you for a few moments about our work in East Africa. I just recently completed writing a discipleship manual that we had translated into the Swahili language. We distributed it to pastors at a recent pastors' conference in the nation of Tanzania. As soon as I returned from that trip back to the United States, I received an email requesting 500 copies of the Swahili manual for a group of pastors in northern Tanzania. The head overseer had seen the material and requested 500 copies of it. If you would like to be a part of what God is doing to build up the church in East Africa, would you consider today sending a donation of $100 and specifically mark it Africa Translation Project? And we will use it to print those manuals in Swahili and transport them to those pastors in northern Tanzania. And as a thank you, I will send to you a copy of my discipleship manual in English for your own use. God bless you as you prayerfully consider sowing into East Africa.
Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.